visited a couple of the classes at the elementary this week, the third and the fourth graders, and I told them they could ask me whatever they wanted. A little Q&A session. They could ask me whatever they wanted. And they did not disappoint. One of the students asked what my favorite day of the week is, as well as what my least favorite day of the week is. I was like, I guess my favorite is Sunday. And actually, that simple little question, I thought about it more as I was reading and praying through the gospel today. And it's not that Sunday, today, I have Mass. I have Mass every day. But there's something very simple, which is such a wonder of Sunday, and it's coming when I'm up here and I look out at all of you. And it's the wonder of the response that you guys have to God in your life, that you've given to Him. And over the last months, I've come to know you more, better individually and as a parish, and the many different places that you guys are at in your lives and your families. But in the tremendous way that you've responded to God, how you've said yes to God in your lives and in your families, and how on a Sunday, you coming here is you saying yes to God week after week. You'll be able to say no, but instead you come and you say yes to Him. Even those who join us on live stream who long to be able to be here, you choose to say yes as well. You could easily say, well, it's not worth it. I'm not going to receive the Eucharist anyway. But instead, you say yes. And there's something of, you know, just the simple repetition of it, week after week, where the wonder of that can be lost. But the wonder is of what God can do and what He does do through your simple yes each week, but in your lives in greater and even smaller ways as well. And so I just want to hold a mirror up to you for you to see that for a moment, because it's something that can be lost by me, but lost by you as well. And that yes that you guys give to God is an echo. It's an echo of the greatest yes that Mary and Joseph gave as well. It's the yes that Mary gave in this gospel today, her annunciation. It was her saying, fiat, let it be done. And the wonder of this moment, we've heard this gospel. You guys have heard this passage hundreds of times probably in your life. Many, many times over and over again. And the wonder of what exactly Mary is saying yes to here can be lost just in the repetition of it. But this, remember, is a 13-year-old girl. She's a seventh grader in this little nothing town of Nazareth. And the wonder of the angel showing up to her. And Mary, everyone, she was able to say no. She could have said no. And for a moment after the angel asked her, for a moment, the whole universe held its breath. All of the eyes of the angels were fixed and gazed upon her, waiting. God Himself awaited her answer. And what was packed into that question, there was so much that Mary did not know that would come from her yes, but there were some things that she absolutely did know as well. Folks, one of the things that she knew was that there would be no baby shower awaiting her. There would be no baby shower for Mary, but quite the opposite. She was betrothed to Joseph. She was essentially engaged to him. But everyone knew that they hadn't come together yet. And what was packed into that question, and Mary knew this, what her saying yes would mean, that all the suspicion of what really happened there. Had Mary been untrue? Had they cheated? She knew, though, that what was awaiting her, it wasn't just embarrassment. She knew that what was waiting for her and what was packed into that question was death. You remember the woman who was caught in adultery, who came to Jesus. She was begging for her life. And the people ended up dropping their stones because Mary knew that for her, the punishment was to be buried up to here in dirt, and then for people to come with stones and bricks and whatever they could find, and she would be stoned. This was packed into that yes that she gave. Joseph gave a yes as well. You remember he was terrified when he first found out and he was going to leave. But an angel came to him as well, and Joseph stepped in, and he became the protector for Mary. It's the incredible power, it's the humility of Joseph, because he could have stepped away and there would have been nothing on him. I don't know what happened with her. But instead, what he decided to do was to step in faith, and he put himself between Mary and her unborn child and death. This is the incredible thing about Joseph. He is the one who put himself between death and Mary and the unborn Christ. There's a power in that faith. And there's a humility there. Mary, the strength of this young woman, this 13-year-old's faith, and the way she was able to live with it and to live it in love as well, in the face of the rejection, the slander of her peers, of her neighbors. But the whole irony of it, the whole wonder of it, is that the object of this scorn, this pregnancy, this unborn child, that he would be the one to save them who are scorning him, even in the womb. And what a relief for Mary. What a relief when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. For one, to get out of town, and that's real. She went to visit Elizabeth, but Elizabeth finally was one who would fully understand. Because Elizabeth herself was carrying a child in a miraculous pregnancy. And Joseph and Mary, when they went to Bethlehem, this is Joseph's hometown. Mary is 9 months pregnant, and they couldn't find a couch to sleep on. No one would offer to them. Instead, just a little stable and a barn. The absolute wonder of Christmas is something you can't quite capture in a Hallmark card. It's the wonder of the beautiful and the powerful faith of these two people, of Mary and Joseph. That the stakes for those two couldn't have been higher because it was their entire lives, it was literally their lives that they staked on this promise of God. That he was a father who kept his promises. That he would bring this child to life and this child would bring all of us to life. They staked their entire lives and surrendered all of that to God. And the wonder is what God was able to do with them stepping out into the known and the unknown of faith in that way. He worked his wonders in this highest of risk pregnancies. And what consolation for Mary and Joseph when after the Messiah, this child had been born, these rough shepherds came and they gave worship, they gave adoration to this child. The Magi brought gifts. They bring him into the presentation at the temple, and these incredible prophecies are spoken of him. And Mary treasured all those things in her heart. What consolation after all that. Everyone, Mary knew what was packed into that question that was asked to her. She knew what the risk was. God has asked many things of you guys in your lives. He has. Because you love him and he loves you. And you've responded in incredibly generous ways. But is there something right now that he's asking you in your life which requires this heroic faith? Maybe something incredibly huge and difficult, or something small. Or you maybe know, you know very well the risks that are tied into it all. But God awaits your response as well. For this one moment in the Annunciation, the whole universe held its breath. Mary knew what that yes meant, but she took and she entrusted it to God. And the wonder of what he did with that. May our response to God as well be yes. That it might echo Mary's fiat. Let it be done unto me according to your word.